In this video, we will talk about microchurches for embodied souls. A microchurch is not just a meeting. It is not only chairs, coffee, a Bible, and a weekly time slot. A microchurch gathers real people. People with bodies, emotions, memories, family stories, cultural backgrounds, wounds, hopes, habits, fears, and callings. That is why this course uses the Organic Humans Framework. When scripture speaks of human beings, it does not treat people as floating minds or spiritual ideas. God created human beings in his image. We live as embodied souls. Our spiritual life, physical life, emotional life, family life, and relational life belong together. This matters deeply in microchurch planting. A person may come to your home gathering, carrying loneliness. Another may bring grief. Another may be new to faith and unsure how to pray. Another may have been hurt by a church. Another may be hungry for Christian community but nervous about trusting people again. A healthy microchurch sees the whole person. It welcomes people with dignity. It creates space for scripture, prayer, hospitality, conversation, and care. It pays attention to tone, seating, food, safety, children, confidentiality, and the emotional atmosphere of the room. These details are not small. They shape trust. Think of Jesus. He taught truth. He healed bodies. He ate with people. He noticed the overlooked. He asked questions. He touched lepers. He welcomed children. He called people to repentance and restored them to community. Microchurch planting follows that pattern in simple, local ways. Here is a common mistake to avoid. Do not treat people as ministry projects. People are not attendance numbers, volunteer slots, or proof that your microchurch is successful. They are image bearers. They must be loved, listened to, discipled, and respected. A microchurch for embodied souls asks, who is really here? What burdens are they carrying? What does scripture speak into their lives? How can this gathering become a place of faithful presence, not pressure? When we plant microchurches, we are not merely organizing religious meetings. We are forming Christian community where whole people encounter Christ, grow in discipleship, and learn to love God and neighbor. Small gatherings can become holy places when embodied souls are welcomed with truth, grace, prayer, and wise care.